The Detroit Pistons beat the San Antonio Spurs last night, pushing the NBA championship to a seventh decisive game tomorrow. It was a big win for the Pistons, who lived up to their billing as the resilient underdogs, and it came as the NBA and its players' union reached agreement on a new labor contract, which averts a potential future lockout. So it's an auspicious morning for commentator Frank DeFord to offer these thoughts on professional teams.
If our professional sports were magazines, the National Football League would be Fortune, Major League Baseball would be American Heritage, Major League Soccer would be Foreign Affairs, the National Hockey League would be the Saturday Evening Post, and the National Basketball Association would be, of course, People. The NBA has always been a creature of its most glamorous or controversial stars. Basketball can't help but be that way. It's such an intimate game. Only five players on a team, dressed sexy, scanty attire, their faces distinct, clear of any helmets or hats, the fans pressed close upon them. Team play in basketball can be truly beautiful, and it wins games, but the sport will always be owned by its heroes. This was so from the very beginning of the NBA, with Big George Mikan, then Bob Cousy, Cous, Elgin, Bill Russell, Wilt, Oscar and Jerry, Dr. J, Kareem, Larry and Magic, Michael, Shaq and Kobe. As you listen to that roster, note that basketball stars are invariably known best by their first names or nicknames. They're like rock stars or supermodels. It's ironic and so instructive that of those elite in the last half century, Bill Russell, by far the biggest winner of them all, the epitome of a team player, is the only one most commonly known simply by his whole real name. Hockey, of course, is chosen to disappear completely, although we've started to hear rumblings that Appomattox is at last approaching for union and management. But the NBA has proved this championship season that a whole league can disappear in plain sight. The two teams who will play for the NBA title tomorrow night, San Antonio and Detroit, may well be the best teams in the league, but sorry, nobody's been paying attention. It's a ghost championship. The NBA would have fared much better if, say, Cleveland had played Philadelphia. No, the Cavaliers and 76ers aren't much good, but they're led by two stars, guys whose shirts sell, LeBron and AI, Messrs. James and Iverson. San Antonio and Detroit may be talented ensembles, but the NBA needs big names up in lights to stay in the public consciousness. And listen, NBA, longer ain't necessarily better. The league's regular season ended way back in the middle of April. That means fans in cities like Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Minneapolis-St. Paul have been without any visceral connection to the NBA for almost 2 months, as the playoff eliminations have dragged out interminably. Having lots of playoff teams is tempting for any league. It keeps interest up at the end of the season. There's more revenue in more cities. But it also means that people tune out as the postseason goes on and on and on. How many of us exhausted NBA fans have wanted to cry out, as Oliver Cromwell did to his parliament, "You have sat here too long for any good you have been doing lately. Depart, I say, and let us have done with you. In the name of God, go!" Mercifully, basketball will finally, absolutely depart tomorrow night.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, who's not going anywhere. His newest book is The Old Ball Game, about baseball in America at the start of the 20th century. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.